Track 19. Childhood.
Do you think people often idealise their childhoods? How does a person's childhood influence what kind of adult they become? When does a child become an adult in your view?
Upbringing.
Do you agree with the saying, children should be seen and not heard? Is it good for children to be exposed to frightening and sad experiences, or should they be protected from these as far as possible? Are children in your country generally well brought up?
Sample answer.
Do you think people often idealise their childhoods?
Certainly they do. The older we get, the more nostalgic we get about the past. It's only normal. And why should we dwell on the negatives? I don't think it does any harm to idealise a bit if it makes us happy to remember things in a more positive light. The only danger is that it may make us unhappy with our current lots to believe that everything was so much better back then.
How does a person's childhood influence what kind of adult they become?
Well, I suppose the adult you become is influenced by three main factors. Firstly, your childhood, that is nurture. Then your genes, that is nature. And last but not least, the choices you make as an adult. To my mind, of all three, nurture has the greatest impact. They've conducted research on twins who were separated at birth, and while there are undoubtedly many similarities between them, they are also very different in many key ways. Their success in the world of work, their relationships with other people. I think all this is influenced by the role models we have throughout our childhoods.
When does a child become an adult in your view?
That's a difficult question to answer. And all societies grapple with this issue. It is, of course, critical for the criminal justice system to define an adult correctly, or at least try to, because if somebody commits a crime as a child, they get treated more leniently than if they commit a crime as an adult. So, I suppose you have to decide when you think people become fully responsible for their actions. I wouldn't want to be the one making that decision. I just don't know.
Do you agree with the saying, children should be seen and not heard?
I'm assuming this means that children should respect their elders and not create havoc by being noisy and answering adults back. I have some sympathy with this view. However, moderation is usually the best course to take in all things, as with upbringing. Children should respect their elders, which involves doing as they're told. Too many children nowadays think they run the household, making demands, etc. However, it is also true that a child is part of the family too, and also deserves respect. I think this means they should be allowed to express their points of view, and they should be listened to and consulted. It's a fine balance, I suppose.
Is it good for children to be exposed to frightening and sad experiences, or should they be protected from these as far as possible?
I don't think they should experience too many sad or terrifying experiences if it can be helped. Nevertheless, what is very useful for teaching children about these darker sides of life without scarring them is stories. In stories, they can learn about evil and the dangers in the world around them, but in a controlled way, where the baddies are punished and everyone ends up happy. This gives them a focus for the fears that all children have, but it is a fictional one, so it doesn't upset their peace of mind.
Are children in your country generally well brought up?
My instinct is to say no, because you see many misbehaving children when you're out and about. In reality, there are probably many more well-brought-up children than badly-brought-up ones. It's just that the good children don't attract your attention as much.